AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden announces new efforts against rising violent crime, declaring the federal government is taking on the bad actors doing bad things to our communities. The effort includes cracking down on and tracking guns that are sold illegally in the nation's largest cities.
This doesn't affect responsible gun owners or Second Amendment rights. It helps keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them in the first place, from a child who accidentally picks it up. To a burglar or a violent criminal trying to steal it and use it.
Crime rates have risen after plummeting in the first months of the pandemic. Biden's plan focuses on providing money to cities that need more police, offering community support, and most of all, cracking down on gun violence and those supplying the illegal firearms. A guilty plea and sentencing in separate cases of people involved in the assault on the U.S. Capitol January 6th. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Graydon Young pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding. He is the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty. Young also agreed to cooperate in the investigation. Authorities say he was seen on camera wearing a helmet and tactical vest, part of the military-style stack, marching through the crowd before entering the Capitol building. Another Oath Keeper, John Ryan Schaefer, also pleaded guilty, but not to conspiracy. Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana was the first person sentenced in connection with the riot. 3 years probation. After the riot, Lloyd called January 6th the best day ever. In court, she apologized to the court, her family, and the American people.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans are urging the Biden administration to develop plans to perhaps temporarily relocate the tens of thousands of Afghans who work for the U.S. or NATO forces and their families to a safe overseas location while their visas are processed. The U.S. and NATO forces face a September 11th deadline to leave Afghanistan. This is AP News. There's support on Capitol Hill for a military justice bill that would move the decision to prosecute serious crimes in the military from the chain of command. Jackie Speier is a California House Democrat.
It's essential because it avoids the perception and the reality of a conflict of interest, especially when the victim and the perpetrator report up the same chain of command.
The bill is named after Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by a soldier at Fort Hood who her family says sexually harassed her and who killed himself as police sought to arrest him. Her death put a spotlight on violence and leadership problems within the Army. For a 29th year, the United States votes against a UN resolution condemning the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba rather than returning to the Obama administration's abstentions. The Biden administration says it voted no because sanctions are key to advancing democracy and human rights in Cuba. General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding and are unenforceable. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.